Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How Gerard Mayo makes this decision, how he announces it, how he deals with it, is all part of it. Being a team leader, being essentially the CEO of an organization, has many different parts. The fact that Gerard Mayo wants to talk to his team first and then deal with the media is, to me, at least interesting about how he wants to lead and how he wants to handle things, making sure that his players know first. Obviously, this is something that coaches do in different ways. Sean Payton kind of pulled his quarterbacks over, I believe it was before practice, it was like, this is what I'm doing. Then they practice. Gerard Mayo wanting to do it this way is at least interesting to me and shows about his leadership style.
You know what, Ian Rappaport? It's interesting to me, too.
I said it was interesting.
And it does show me about his leadership style as well. I agree with both those things.
Yeah.
That was Rap Sheet last night before he was floated the news.
Okay, well, he probably already knew.
Along with Adam Schefter, he probably did.
Well, the fact that, and not to dwell on this too much, but the fact that Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport both tweeted out who the starting quarterback was at 8:10, the meeting we think was at like 8:15, and then the press conference was at 8:30.
That's what Dietrich Wise, if you missed him, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. You can find it on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. That's what he said. He said, we had the meeting. That's how we found out. And he said it was at the squad meeting, like, yeah, right after 8 o'clock.
Do you think those guys were told about it and then tweeted it out at the exact same time? Like, they were told about it at 8:10, and then they had a
meeting,
graphic.
Meaning Schefter and Rap Sheet, not the players. No,
or they were told about it, like, last night, and they said, hey, we're doing a players meeting. As soon as the door closes, set your drafts and set your they tweeted out at the exact same time.
8:10.
8:10 sharp.
Yeah. We got to get there. How do you figure out down to the second? But 8:10 like sharp, they both had it.
No, I bet, because it was in their draft. Like, they had already written it out. Like, it wasn't just like, sometimes you see tweets where you know they just got the information where it's like, Brissett started quarterback per source.
Yeah.
And this one was like a two-paragraph thing with a photo of Brissett that was, like, cleared, like the breaking news graphic with Brissett.
The,
like,
whole bit.
They had all of it, and it came out at the exact same time.
So the idea, because you can say, oh, well, look, he told the team, and then I guess it must have leaked out somehow. That's not what happened. That's not what happened at all.
No, the team was still inside there.
The national reporters knew before the team. So when Rappaport says, it tells you a lot about his leadership style. He wants to tell the players first. No, it does. He wants to.
Yeah, he does.
But the news was already out.
Right.
And the whole thing was a mess.
Well, when you have a giant committee coming together with who it is, like, right away, you
too many
have
people know.
Eight people know, or whatever the number is. And then they, like, hey, don't tell anybody. So each one of them tells somebody they're not supposed to tell. So that's now, like, 16 people minimum know. And then it goes on from there. And they all have a connection to all these national guys.
No, it's true. So real quick, I do want to reset something, and I think it ties in with where we're going to go with it. We'll take your reaction all day long on the quarterbacks and how Gerard Mayo handled this, the decision to go with Jacoby Brissett over Drake May, which we don't like, But more people are okay than I expected with slow playing this with Drake May. They don't want to watch Jacoby Brissett, but they're okay managing Drake May. So you can jump in on the phones there. But real quick, reset your offensive line thing.
This is like legit. This is the huddle.com.
The huddle.com.
Yeah. They ranked all the offensive lines for the 2024 season.
Yeah.
They included stuff from last year.
This is highly scientific stuff.
They actually
proprietary stuff.
If you kind of scroll through here, they like yards per carry, yards before contact, net run percentage, negative run percentage, sacks a lot. There's a lot of stuff. They actually did a lot of work on it. So I just piggybacked off the huddle.com just to get a gauge. Top to bottom, 1 through 32, best to worst offensive lines. They have the Patriots ranked 29th. We all think it's a bad offensive line. Whether you want Drake May or don't want Drake May to play, we all admit it's a bad offensive line. We've seen this team. They can't line up properly. They Correct. Can't snap the ball. But they're 29th. So you're like, all right, you're not going to play the rookie. Well, ranked 30th on this list is the Denver Broncos, who are starting Bo Nix, my guy, rookie quarterback, at 31. You have the Washington Commanders, who are starting Jaden Daniels, the number 2 pick, also a rookie. And then number 32, they have the New York Giants, who just
irrelevant, whatever.
They're garbage, but just for the sake of this
list.
But
two teams with bad offensive lines are starting rookies.
Yep.
Okay. So the counter I saw on the text line, 37937, is, those teams have better weapons, Keith.
They have maybe a better weapon. I wouldn't go too crazy on those squads.
Me either.
Is it Courtland Sutton and Terry McLaurin are good?
I'd take Courtland Sutton on this team. He would be the Broncos number one. I'd take Terry McLaurin for sure. Like Mims? Marvin Mims?
They just drafted Troy Franklin, but he's having a horrible camp.
They just released Tim Patrick.
Yeah, they don't have Patrick. Jerry Judy's playing for the Cleveland.
Yeah, Commanders traded Jahan Dotson. So, like, I don't really think those teams have great weapons.
No, they have one guy that would be the number one here, but it's not like, the rookies are all set.
And furthermore, the gripe we hear isn't about the weapons.
Not at all. It's not about the weapons. I would also say
it's about getting the quarterback killed behind a bad offensive line.
They both also have better offensive minds. So, I'm not a wild
caller.
I'm not wild about Sean Payton, but Sean Payton has had success in the league. Cliff Kingsbury in Washington. I kind of like Cliff Kingsbury in that specific role.
Yeah, not as a head coach,
but we haven't heard a lot of that. Like, Alex Van Pelt's the guy they have here, and not that anybody is happy with that. That's what it is. But nobody is saying don't play him because of the offensive coordinator. Nobody is saying don't play him because it's Pop Douglas and, Polk. They're saying it because of the offensive line, and I'm just saying two other rookies have, according to this website, worse offensive lines than the Patriots.
I think it's a great point.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, we were discussing earlier today, what does this do to Drake May's confidence? Everybody's still worried about babying Drake May.
Yeah.
What does this do to his confidence? He just spoke last 5 minutes or
May
so.
May did?
Yes. He said, quote, there's two ways to look at it. Obviously, I want to play the competitive edge in me.
Yes.
At the same time, I understand the situation. Jacoby has been in the offense and got reps with the ones all camp.
Ooh, that's a good line right there.
You think he's like,
hard to win the job when you never have a shot with the ones.
When I'm just out here running with the twos all day, how am I supposed to win the job? That is a good one.
That's a shot.
I feel like I left it all out there. No regrets coming back.
Hashtag no regrets.
Hashtag no regrets.
Who are the chefs?
Brissett. I'm sorry. I was thinking no regrets, like in Weird Millers.
Oh, from the Weird Millers. No, there's no regrets. Scott, remember she wrote that she was doing the tattoo?
Yeah. It's a good one. I was thinking Scotty P is where I was thinking.
Both good. Yeah. But I think that is, even if he ends up handling this right, and I think he was trying to take the a professional approach, that's fine. He's the third overall pick. The number one pick, starting. The number two pick, starting. The number 12 pick, starting. Number 10, I think probably would have, but he got hurt.
Would have started, yes.
And so there are guys that he got drafted over that are starting.
It was like the Globetrotters and the Washington Generals.
Kern's right. Hey, guys, we got a game. Come on down to the game.
Score one for Kern.
Yeah. He is the Washington Generals. They're treating him like the Washington Generals. So you can do all you want. You can run up and down. You can even hit a couple of threes. You're not winning this game. We'll put a lid on the hoop if we have to. You're not going to score again.
I made a free throw in that game. You made a three, didn't you? You sunk a three?
No.
I airballed my three.
I chucked a three from deep and missed. And then I hit a free throw, I think, eventually.
I airballed a three. I hit a free throw.
But can we run up and down a little bit? I'm more of a transition player.
I got worked by Big Easy, let me tell you.
No, he's a tough guard.
Yeah. Brissett also spoke earlier today.
And says, nobody cared.
Well, I said to Nick, he's talking with any interest in Jacoby Brissett. He's like, I don't even see videos anywhere because I don't think anybody cares.
Stinks.
Fair, meaning like the media down there is like, screw this. I love the work that I've been putting in.
Okay.
Dating back to the spring. I feel like we got a really good group of guys that are excited to embark on this journey. Is this really how he talked?
This journey?
A lot of guys that are hungry to make names for themselves and prove people wrong and prove themselves right.
They do have a lot of doubters. They have a tremendous amount of doubters against them right now.
In that column, yeah. I'm excited for that. Not a lot of people are giving us a chance, and I think these guys in the room are going to feed off that. So basically he's like, no one believes in us, but we do. That's what he said?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The first part we know is true. Mm-hmm. Whether they all believe in themselves, I guess we'll have to take his word for it.
I like Drake May saying, yeah, well, Jacoby ran with the ones all offseason. Yeah. So, like, there you go.
I did the best I could, but, you know, he got all the reps.
I am the Washington Generals. Score one for Curran. You're right. Justin's in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. I heard you earlier talking about David Carr and the Houston Texans, and I think that that's exactly why you have to sit Drake May for at least this full season and maybe part of next season. Because not only do they not have an offensive coordinator, offensive line, wide receiver weapons, front office, they couldn't even interview their top 10 candidates for their front office or their offensive coordinator. So I just wanted to finish with saying, I think you guys don't realize how pathetic this situation is.
It's the
worst in the NFL.
We get it. Dude, we get it. But they drafted him third overall. Just let me ask you this. When is it okay to play him? Because you outlined, and I agree with you, bad offensive line, bad offensive coordinator, bad receivers. Are they going to have any of those next year, 2 years from now? When is it ready to go for a quarterback?
Thanksgiving 2025.
So I would I don't know. Week five next year, I assume you just need a candidate for the front office that's respected. Then you can bring in the offensive coordinator that season, burn some cash, draft a receiver.
They're not going to do that. I love the plan, but they're not going to do any of that.
So I can halfway agree with, no, I don't agree with it, I'm sorry. I halfway understand people saying he can't play this year, you don't have an offensive line, there's no weapons, you fault the offseason, you say they didn't do enough last offseason, they screwed up, it's a dysfunctional organization, don't play him all year because they're not ready for him. Fine. I don't agree with that, but fine.
That makes more sense to me than playing midseason.
Correct.
Yeah.
But now you're going to say he's not even ready for week one of next season?
He's never ready.
That's inexcusable.
You have him for 5 years. You got to get him at some point. And I know it's worked in other franchises to sit guys for multiple years, but that is such a rare instance, right? Like the Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers, and it's hilarious that it's the same franchise, but that is such a one or two off. Everybody else, especially now, they play right away.
Yeah.
And we always talk about the San Francisco 49ers are probably the one team in the league that has the play caller, the line, and the weapons. If you have two out of those three, you get yourself a chance. If you have one out of three, all right, you're out there. The Patriots, unfortunately, have zero out of three.
None of them.
But that doesn't mean – so I don't understand, when are they going to get the other things? And so by Justin basically is saying, you got to rip up the front office again. I don't think that's happening.
I don't either.
So how far away are you from another reset? And another, so
I wouldn't be against it. I wouldn't be against it, by the way, but I don't think it's happening.
And now you're talking about, and this could still happen, you think you're going to have five offensive coordinators in 5 years? That's what he's like advocating for. He's like, Drake May's best chance is to get somebody else.
Right, and then we'll hear all the people whining about how he's had two offensive coordinators in 2 years and how are you ever supposed to get it right?
So many
and
people,
it's like, that's why you play him year one. That's why you get him out there and do it.
So many people wanted this job last year. Oh, that's right. Nobody wanted this job last year.
It was not a very popular gig. No, that's true. How about Trey in Florida? Hello, Trey.
Trey?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Trey, time's a charm.
I appreciate you having me on today. Yeah, so I'm coming from the reluctantly accepting corner this morning.
Can I pause him for a second?
Yeah, you can.
Are you surprised? There's way more of that than I expected today.
What, they're like, this is what it is?
Yeah.
This is
are you surprised at that? Can we pot him back up? I stuck him on hold. Can we pot Trey back up?
For God's sake.
Thank you. Hello, Trey.
That's on John.
Yeah, so,
that's on me, yeah. I'll wear that.
Sorry. Yeah, guys. Yeah, so I'm reluctantly accepting of the situation today. Look, Drake May is really young, really raw. I think Jane Daniels and Bo Nix were playing college ball. Well, Drake May was probably playing JV in high school. So I think there's some growing to do on Drake May's part. And a little bit different take on Jerod Mayo being upset this morning. I heard Wiggy have a meltdown, pretty much over the whole press conference. I think Mayo just may have been really upset that everything got leaked out 20 minutes before his press.
This was Billy's theory. I think it's a good theory.
Yeah.
I think he's like, look, I wanted to come out, look authoritative, and I got scooped. And who leaked that? He's probably pissed at who. He doesn't know where it came from, and that's why he looks so upset getting up there.
You guys might be right. I don't think that's the most important thing to him. He said yesterday he wanted to tell the team, and if the team was in there at 8 or 8:10 or whatever and weren't on their phones, the team wouldn't have seen it from Schefter.
Correct.
Like, we saw it from those guys. But if the most important thing was for him to tell the quarterbacks first, like, as the head coach, I think that's way more important. Like, he knows how the media works. Like, he gets it. He's talked about it all the time.
Does he?
Well, I don't think he's good at it, but I think he knows how it works.
I'm not sure he does
but
anymore.
But I think it's probably most important that, like, Drake May didn't read Rappaport's tweet before Jerod told him.
Fair.
I think that's the number one thing.
Fair. And he also said that he met with both guys individually. He met with Drake. He met with Jacoby. He met with them together. He met with the whole team.
Joe Milton's like, do I need a meeting? Like,
No, you're good, Joe. Go do some backflips. You're fine. So who knows when that maybe some of that started last night, for all we know.
Yeah, right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.